You can never be too rich or too geeky. Here's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
On our constant search and quest for Bonehead of the Day, we keep bringing you this show week in and week out. It's called The Computer Corner. And, of course, we're here every Saturday from 10 to 11:45, at which point we take you right up to Paul Harvey.
And if you'd like to be anointed Bonehead of the Day, please feel free at any time.
Got it warmed up.
To ask for that, and we will be more than happy to hand it out to many of you if you'd like. Don't forget, News Radio 620 KTAR Cares for Kids has another event this weekend. It's going on until 2 o'clock at the Chandler Police Department Open House, 250 East Chicago on the southeast corner of Arizona Avenue and Chandler Boulevard. Got water safety and child car seat safety programs going on, so get out there and learn, you folks in Chandler.
Up until 2 o'clock today, again at the Chandler Police Department, of course, in Chandler.
Now, speaking of Chandler, that's the store that you work at, John. Nice
yes.
segue, huh?
Yes. Yeah.
Now, John, you came from where?
Actually, Memphis.
Because you ain't from around here,
and
are
before
you?
Before that, from his mother.
Oh, thank you.
Yes.
So, Memphis, how long were you in Memphis?
9 years.
Yeah, I don't hear that twangy kind of accent thing.
Yeah, I get it every
it's
now and then.
It's a little bit there, yes.
Does it come out every so often?
Right.
Can you bring it out on special occasions, like if we ask you for it right now?
How you doing?
There you go. Now, I heard
Woo-wee!
I heard that Sorry. The toothbrush was invented in Tennessee.
Clearly not.
No. I think it was because they said if it was invented anywhere else, it would have been called the teeth brush.
Ah, yes.
Is that correct?
I think so.
All right. Hey, I'm just kidding. Tennessee people, y'all, cool. Now, what's your IT background before you came to Data Doctors?
I was an IT director for a medical company for 3 years, and previous to that, I was a technical support supervisor for 5 years.
So you've been around this computer thing for a while.
Unfortunately, yes.
Yeah. So
yes.
This
is my lifeline.
This radio show is going to emanate in your brain for the, like, when you're sleeping, you're going to wake up and go, Jim in Scottsdale.
Yes. Right now, I'm wondering when my palms will stop being so sweaty.
You know what? It's not. It's just like what we do during the week. It just happens that there's 40 or 50,000 people listening or something.
It's no big
thing.
Yeah, that
didn't help.
Yeah, there's no pressure.
Okay. No big thing. Hey, while we got John on the spot a little bit here,
yeah,
we got a email question that I think I'm going to throw at him here.
Okay. By the way, if you're just joining us, John is the newest Data Doctor. He's with our new store in Chandler. Yeah, Ocotillo Chandler.
South Amos School and Germain.
Yeah, something like that.
That's
yes.
where it's at. Anyway, Steve writes, what does LOL mean? I'm new, forgive me. Used a lot in chat rooms and profiles.
Well, first, Steve, make sure and type your emails in all uppercase so that you're yelling at us!
Oh, I forgot to read that properly.
Netiquette.
he was screaming that at us.
Yes.
Steve, what we're telling you is all uppercase means screaming and is generally considered rude, so you might want to mix and match your case like you would write a letter to somebody.
Especially if you're going to get into chat rooms and instant messaging and that
yeah.
kind of stuff. Okay, so what does LOL mean, Senior John Wells?
It's the online way of saying you're laughing out loud.
Oh. and so in that case, you would capitalize LOL.
Yes. Yes.
Because
yeah,
he would do it loudly. Unless yeah. you were softly laughing out loud, in which case you would
slol.
Make it LOL in lowercase.
You know what we need to do? We need to do a show just on those little abbreviations.
That and male enhancement.
Yes! All right, back to the phones, shall we?
Somebody, maybe Carl, can save us from ourselves.
Save us, Carl! Welcome to the Computer Corner.
Hi. What I was calling about is I had this program that loaded itself on my computer, Virtual Bounce.
Virtual Bounce?
And it was telling me that my internet access is being monitored. Click here to delete these files. And then, of course, they want to sell you something. Well, I cannot get rid of it. I've uninstalled it. I've tried to delete the folder, and it says that I can't delete it because it may be being used by others. And
which version of Windows are you running?
XP.
Okay, are you an administrator or head
yes.
administrator level? Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Have you tried using any of the adware programs that we've talked about on the air that get rid of this stuff?
Well, I tried. I just loaded Norton Internet Security.
No.
What we're going to recommend you do, our favorite one of the ad... getting rid of, killing kind of pieces of software, yes?
There's two of them. There's actually one better than our favorite.
There's
now.
Better than our favorite?
Yep.
Wow. I was going to say AdAware, which was our old favorite, apparently. What's our new favorite?
According to our listeners, SpyBot is much better.
SpyBot?
Yes.
So if you go search the internet with your favorite search engine for SpyBot, put that in quotes,
Uh-huh.
You can download and install that. It's free, and it'll go out, search your hard drive. It'll take probably 10, 15 minutes, and it'll look for anything that it thinks is a bad, malicious program, adware, spyware, that kind of stuff, and help you remove it.
Okay. One last quick question. Is that legal? Because that's basically a worm.
It's a virus,
as far as I'm concerned.
Probably somewhere in the fine print that you didn't read, that you accepted an agreement, it said, hey, we're going to do this, but...
You allowed it to happen, so it's perfectly legal because you let it happen.
Okay.
All right?
Thanks a lot, guys.
All right, Carl, good luck. Hey, if you're not a subscriber to the newsletter, sign up now before we get off the air, because we'll have follow-up notes, including links to all the stuff that we're talking about.
Yes, SpyBot will be a link in there, probably AdAware as well.
Again. Right, we talk about it all the time.
And how do I defrag?
Hey, hang on. John, say something.
Hi.
All right, there we go.
Great.
Yes.
John gets to say something. And we got one segment left here on the Computer Corner. Ken Colburn, Brandon Disney, and John Wells, the newest data doctor.
Back after this short news break from the amazing digital diva, the digital dominatrix herself, Ms. Gail Bass, and the award-winning 620 News team.
Is that the double D thing?
Yeah, you bet.
All right. Who's on? Who's